This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my Strang Report for Tuesday, March 31st. You know, we're in the middle of this coronavirus pandemic. It seems to be dominating everything. However, life goes on, and today we're going to talk about something that doesn't change, and that's the truth of God's Word. That's always appropriate to talk about. And my guest today has real insights and, in fact, is launching a brand new website and some other materials to help get the word out about the fact that God created the earth, and that is the basis for all other truths. So you're going to want to stay tuned. This is one that you're going to really enjoy, and I hope that you will share it far and wide as we focus on the truth of God's Word.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
I'm so happy today to have as my special guest Neil G. Russell, who is an author and a veteran science teacher who has just come up with a website that just this week has gone online. It's called godsgranddesign.com. It's an amazing website. I've just been looking at it with information that we'll talk about that really goes into Genesis 1, which is the basic of all truth. So let me welcome you to my podcast, and let's start by talking about truth. Why don't you articulate the truth that's in Genesis 1:1 and kind of explain your own odyssey and what you're trying to do with this brand new website?
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, everybody, for listening. One of the things as a teacher for 45 years is that I got to see children who were desperately looking for truth, and that's when I was growing up, I was searching for truth. And so I have a brief story I'd like to share with all of you right now. And it changed my perspective. And I'm just going to read this right real quick because it comes out of a book I'm writing. It says, some years ago, I had a brief spiritual encounter that has affected every subsequent moment of my life. It has made me realize how desperate we as humans need to have a greater and a grander view of God, eternity, and spiritual life than our temporal existence here on earth. Now, here's the story. So I was hungry, and before I went home, I stopped at our local Panera Bread. And my favorite meal is their broccoli cheddar soup. And as I was sitting there enjoying this, I saw something that changed my life. I noticed a mother and a daughter that was sitting nearby having an engaging conversation. Now, I was too far, Stephen, to hear what was being said, but the one thing I took notice was the intimate bond between that mother and daughter. It was clearly evident to me that the expression on that innocent little face, that this precious little girl trusted and loved her mother with every fiber of her being. She was nurtured from birth with full confidence that her mother only wanted the best for her, and for every word that was coming out of that mother's mouth, that daughter believed it is 100% truth. Now, as soon as I saw that, and I just finished teaching, my thoughts turned to the thousands of innocent children that I've taught over my long 45-year tenure as a high school science teacher. And I was still fixated totally on the mother-daughter relationship. I asked myself this question. Have I been teaching 100% scientific truth to my children? In other words, had I been teaching the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth? And the answer was emphatically no. In November of 1987, I found what I call the missing puzzle piece of truth. This is what I did. Everybody that's listening, that's a Christian, you can go back in time and you can remember the time when you went before God and you truly repented of your sins. And you made Jesus your Lord and Savior. And you made the Bible that focal point of truth. But I had one caveat. So when I went forward, and Sid Roth was at our church, and Sid Roth, I've been on his show before, Sid Roth was standing there, and I looked him in the eyes, and I repented of my sins, and I made Jesus my Lord and Savior, but I told God, you're going to have to tell me how you did Genesis 1, because I want to know. This is a question that every truth seeker is seeking. when you go and you make the Bible truth and you're a scientist, you want to know the truth and nothing but the truth. So please forgive me, Lord. I'll be quiet no longer. Let the truth be known. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
You know, that's where it all starts, isn't it? You know, people talk about how our culture is going farther and farther away from God. And I've had many conversations on this, and I've been interviewed on TV programs. And I said, really, it didn't start in our generation. It really started in the mid-1800s when people started talking about the fact that God was not the basis of all life, you know, what we call Darwinism. But one thing led to another until we are where we are today. But it really started there, where Darwin came up with this theory that was that God did not create mankind as the Bible articulates in Genesis 1.
Well, let me give you some facts, too, to back up every word you said. A Gallup poll that was taken in 2017, okay, reveals that only 24% of Americans today believe the Bible is the literal word of God. That's the lowest point in the past 40 years of Gallup's trends. 26% of Americans view the Bible as a secular story. That's up from 21% in 2014. And another Gallup survey asked Americans these three questions related to their beliefs in creation in respects to human evolution. Question number one, everybody. So answer this. Humans have always existed in their present form. How many of you believe that? Humans, I'm talking about all of us, we've always existed in our present form. Second question, humans evolved, but God had a role in evolution. And finally, the last question, humans evolved and God had no role at all. So here is what we find. Just 18% of U.S. adults surveyed say humans have always existed in their present form, while 81% today say humans have evolved over time. Nearly one-third of all the respondents, 31%, say humans evolved, but God had a role. Now, finally, Stephen, in summary, the percentage of Americans who believe humans evolved without God has more than doubled, and the percentage of those who believe that God created humans is now decreasing.
Well, that's amazing. And, you know, I don't have statistics in front of me, but just kind of common sense understanding of life and culture is those statistics kind of follow how many people are really born again. If you have a relationship with Jesus and your eyes have been opened to the truth of God's word, you're going to believe the Bible. You know, there's an old country song that says, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Now, the truth is that God's truth is true, whether you believe it or not. But a lot of people, you know, who are saved and have a relationship with Jesus, they'll believe it because it's part of their Christian faith. And the other percentage are people who, you know, want to believe God, they're trying to serve God, they've been raised that way, but they're trying to somehow compromise with what they're taught in school. And most people are not scientists like you, so, you know, they tend to believe what they hear either in school or in the wider culture. And the fact is that if you get away from God being the creator, then you get away from the fact there's a heaven and a hell, the fact that you need to follow God's word in how you live your life and how you make your decisions. I mean, everything starts right there, doesn't it?
Absolutely, without a doubt. And see, folks, this is the last survey, so I'm done with these numbers. It says, now this relates to kids in school. When people were asked whether evolution, creationism, intelligent design, or some combination of them should be taught in public school, again, it's a Gallup poll, only 18% said evolution should be taught exclusively. The majority, 55%, prefer some combination. And only 19% of the respondents said that creationism, the theory that biological life was directly created by God in its present form at one point, should be taught exclusively. Now, the critics of teaching Genesis 1 in public school often cry out this same worn-out mantra. Accepting the creation model presented in Genesis 1 as scientific fact is not real science. It's simply teaching religion, nothing else. I'm sure you heard that over time.
Well, that's people that are just, they disregard Christianity, and so they just kind of throw it out. It's almost like a cliche. It really has no basis in fact at all. You know, anything they don't agree with, they say is just religion. And, You know, unfortunately, there's part of our population that instead of respecting Christianity and Judeo-Christian values, they're actually hostile. You know, people have always been wicked. All men have sinned, of course, and come short of the glory of God. But in earlier times, even those who weren't really believers at least had a respect for God and for the Bible and what the Bible said. And, you know, even if they just repented on their deathbed, you know, you used to hear that a lot, that, you know, people basically knew the truth. They just didn't want to live it, but they would try to get right with God. There are people now that just laugh about it, like Christianity's some kind of superstition. But actually, if we can make the case, if people like you can make the case that Genesis 1 is scientific, it is not just religious belief or worse than that, superstition, perhaps people will give this a second look. And what we're talking about today, you could study this for 4 years in university and never get to the bottom of it. Books have been written hours and hours and hours. And of course, in a brief podcast, there's a limit to what we can cover. But I'm fascinated with this website that you've just done, this video that you've just done. And in addition to us talking about it and having a conversation, I'm hoping that our conversation today will motivate people to go to the website, to watch your video, to find out more, because actually, the one benefit that we're having with the coronavirus, in the sense that we're all having to stay home, is that we have more time to do things. We're thinking about life differently. We become more disconnected with the stress of day-to-day life where we're running here and running there. A lot of people are actually saying that they're bored, but actually this is an opportunity to read, to study, to go online. We're still connected online, which is one of the nice things that we do. So before we get more into this, and there's so much more to talk about, tell us about this website, about the video you did, and what motivated you to do it.
Thank you. What motivated me to do this is this, okay? I know who my enemy is, folks. As Christians, the Bible tells us clearly, our enemy is not human beings, it's Satan. And see, Satan knows all the tricks to deceive this world. We're seeing it right now. But the number one trick I've seen him do is that if you don't believe the first sentence of the Bible, in the beginning God created, you're not going to believe the rest of the book either. So when things happen, and the stress of the coronavirus right now, we're all seeing this, do you have the peace that passes all understanding? Because if you know that God is your creator, that God created everything and he will take care of you, that's the reason you're here, then you will have that peace. But Satan right now has gone throughout the world over the past 75 years, spread the lie, as you said, of evolution, which is a lie. And the website shows you the truth. In fact, there's a little video on the website made by, in a television city, by 12 children who go to Bill Nye the Science Guy in love and show him that evolution is a lie, that God created us with his intelligent design called DNA. So Satan's reason for its deception is simple. Just get people to accept a believable alternative to replace the first sentence of the Bible as truth. If they won't believe the first sentence of the Bible, they're not going to believe the rest of the book. And I call this Satan's mantra of doubt. So again, folks, we know who our enemy is. He's a liar. I want to stop now and answer your question, okay? And all of you out there, do you truly believe Genesis 1 is scientific fact, or do you have doubts that God's our creator? And be honest with yourself. Did you all wake up this morning in a state of joy and peace, regardless of life's present circumstances, and thank your Creator God for another day of life on this planet? Remember the story I shared about the little girl in the restaurant who had total trust in her mother? If that same child had any doubt that her mother's love for her, or if her mother was not always there to provide all of her needs, then the mother-daughter relationship would be over. In the same way, Satan, the god of this world, has sown seeds of doubt into millions of innocent children. I saw that over the years throughout the world, that God is not their creator. They're Alpha and Omega. So, folks, yes, thank you, Stephen. The website, first time, there are 31 verses in Genesis number 1. Every verse is answered. The science behind every verse is there. So when you go to the website, godsgranddesign.com, you will find all the answers that you've always asked. How did God create life? How did God create everything in this universe in six 24-hour days? And also what science says. It's all there. The explanation is there. It's very simple. So, again, for the first time, you can discover for yourself the missing puzzle piece of indescribable scientific truth recorded in the first sentence of Genesis. And again, folks, thank you for putting me on and sharing this information with all of you. Now that we're home, have your children go to the website. Have them sit there at the computers or on their cell phone and see how God did Genesis 1.
Well, I think this is very important. And even though most of my podcasts lately have been about the coronavirus, I had some sources that were even able to tell me what was going on in China with the church and this P4 lab they talk about and the Chinese government lying about it. And then different Christian leaders have talked about it. And my podcast numbers have gone through the roof. But I hope that that just brings more people to the podcast. And, you know, in several of the podcasts, I really encourage people to share it. And one of my podcasts is at least double the next closest one. It's approaching 340,000 downloads after just a couple of weeks, and I hope that people will share this. I would hope that even more people would listen to this because the coronavirus, we will work through it. We will get past this. It won't be an epidemic and a pandemic forever. But the truth of God's word is never changing. I mean, it will exist even after planet Earth is gone. God's truth will exist. I mean, it's hard for us as humans to really comprehend what that means. And I'm saying it, of course, in a very, very general sense. But this is important, folks. You know, you need to dive into this. You need to watch it. You need to get the word out. The mainstream culture doesn't even really pay that much attention to it. They think they've won the evolutionary war, so to speak. But, you know, even the fact that a big chunk of the population still believes Genesis 1 means that they have not totally won. There's still people that believe in God and God's word, and they know that God has a plan for mankind and that the truth in the Bible, God's word, is forever. And I just have so much respect for people like you, Neil, who are out there on the front lines getting this out, putting your resources behind it, using all of the mental facilities and the expertise as a scientist and as a teacher of science and so forth to get this word out. And all of us have our part. You know, we can spread this in a way that we couldn't before the days of social media. You know, before the internet, if you didn't have a book or went to the library to get a book or a bookstore or maybe hear a lecture or something like that, it wasn't that easy to disseminate information. Now millions of people can come to a website. We can share with hundreds of thousands and potentially millions of people. And of course, some things absolutely do go viral. And I'm hoping that this goes viral because this is something, this isn't just about you or your ministry or even the website. This is about the truth of God's word and eternity and how God is interacting with humankind at this point in history. And one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, and again, I just wish we had a whole lot more time, but you have dived into a lot of other things. In fact, I have a copy of your book called Newton's Riddle, and I've just started diving into it. It's absolutely fascinating, having to do with Daniel 12. So can you tell us a little bit about this book and what motivated you to write it?
Thank you. I appreciate that. Again, truth. Sir Isaac Newton. Now, most of you know him. He was one of the greatest scientists of all time. He came up with gravity. He came up with why planets go around each other. But one thing people didn't know, and I didn't know this either, he was a Bible scholar. His passion was to find out, more than anything else, when, not the day or hour, but when the time is when Jesus returns. And he found it, and he wrote it in a journal, and he wrote it in alchemy. And that's in my book, Newton's Riddle. Newton's Riddle was the number one best-selling book on planet Earth on Amazon for 4 months back in 2008. I was on television worldwide. The events in Newton's Riddle are happening. In chapter 16 of Newton's Riddle, and by the way, Newton's Riddle is done in two levels. It's done in the natural level, but you get to see the scheming and the planning that Satan has done to destroy America and Israel. And so, with that said, in chapter 16, a pandemic hits the earth. Now, how did that happen? Well, here's what happened, and nobody's saying this, Stephen. Nobody. But you can check this. Everybody, you go on your internet and check it. The day that we released the current peace treaty, which was the 28th of January this year, which is in Newton's riddle, the day that we released it to the world, the very next day, the first human being came down with the coronavirus in America, the very same day, or actually the next day. Every event that's in Newton's riddle is tied to a promise God made Abraham in Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless Abraham's descendants, and I will curse those who curse. And God gave that land to Abraham. It's not for us to give it away. It's not for us to give any of it. It's God's land to Abraham's descendants. So, again, Newton's riddle, Isaac Newton actually wrote this. Even though it's a fiction book, the events in that book are about ready to happen. So if you want to find out what's next as you're reading my book, go ahead and go to the website, newtonsriddle.com. And again, this is, I truly believe, the events that will be taking place shortly. So thank you for allowing me to share that too. That's great. And I got one last final thing. I want you to hear this. I read a book, somebody sent this to me, by a Christian author, a teacher, and a conference speaker who recently passed away. His name was John Paul Jackson. And he made this unbelievable quote, "We are not human beings having a temporary spiritual experience. We are supernatural beings having a temporary human experience. With the entire world in a virtual state of lockdown right now, now is the time for mankind to fully understand and trust the one of the most important verses of the entire Bible, Genesis 1:1. Please tell all of your friends, your neighbors, and loved ones, go to godsgranddesign.com. Thank you very much."
Well, that's a very good quote. In fact, it's something that we really need to get into our spirits, the fact that we are not human beings have a temporary spiritual experience, but spiritual beings having a temporary human experience. You know, the Bible says that life is but a vapor. And even if you live to be a ripe old age, I just found out today that my friend and mentor and former pastor passed away at age 90. That's a long life. But you know what? In the scope of eternity, that's just a vapor. That's what all of our lives is. And eternity is a long, long time. And for what it's worth, John Paul Jackson was a personal friend of mine. I've known him since we were both in college, which was a long time ago. He's in heaven now. He left us too soon, but he's a real man of God, and I just have so much respect for him, and I have so much respect for you writing this, getting out these materials, and I'm just glad that we're able, through the podcast and through Charisma Media, to help you get out the word. I think it's so very important. So as we begin to wrap this up, and there's, like I've said a couple of times, and it probably goes without saying, there is just so much material here. How in the world can we do it justice in a short podcast? So just tell us again about the website and what you hope that people will get from it, particularly children who may be studying this in school and needing to understand what they believe and how it stands up scientifically, or even in opposition to what they may be taught about evolution.
The big thing is this. It's never been done before. Pastors, teachers have never fully explained the science behind creation. So the website which you go to is called godsgranddesign.com, covers all 31 verses. It gives you the science of every single verse. And it will show you how God created everything we see with the DNA, a perfect design. Our DNA strand, which if you took one strand of DNA from our cells and stretched out, is 6 feet long. And the information on that DNA strand, the lie of evolution, is that most of that strand is random mutations that were passed on through generation. That is a lie. That entire strand is made out of genetic switches that control every aspect of a living thing. All the plants that are coming out right now, with all the greenery that you're seeing in the spring, it's a program. everything God meticulously programmed perfectly. Species never change from one species to another. That's a lie. We can adapt. That's why when you look at dogs and cats, they look different, but they're still dogs and cats. There's never been scientific proof that one species changes into another. It's fully explained on godsgranddesign.com. The Bible says that God created the earth in 6 24-hour days. That is the truth. But also, the science behind it says that the universe that God created is stretching out, and time with it stretches out. And that does take that number of 6 24-hour days perfectly and matches it up with science. And it explains Einstein's theory of relativity so simple. It ties it both in so that every one of you that watch it will finally understand, how did God do that? And exactly what science says and exactly what the Bible, Genesis, says. The website is simple. Every aspect of creation is found there, and it's just not mine. It's scientists from around the world, including my good friend, Gerald Schroeder, that lives in Israel. Gerald Schroeder came up with the exact numbers that tie in God's creation in 6 24-hour days and the exact numbers that come out with science that they're finding now with the expansion rate of the universe. It's all there, and it's explained simply, and it's the truth.
Well, thank you, Neil Russell, for everything that you do and for sharing with me today. And I will encourage my listeners once again, share this, talk about it, check out the website, watch the video. I think that you'll really enjoy it. And every journey begins with one step. And while Neil Russell has been on this journey a long time in a new way, it's something's new. There's a new focus on this. So we can get out the word. We may just be one person, but we have influence and we can get out the word. We can share it on social media. You can talk it up. And I just really hope that we'll do this and that this will start a new trend for Christians. A lot of Christians don't think about it a lot, or they're intimidated. They don't want to debate this because they don't feel qualified to do it. Here's some, I'm going to say, ammunition. It's really material that will help you that has been time-tested. Neil Russell has a very good reputation. You're not a newbie at this in any way. You know what you're talking about, and I just thank you so much for taking time today to be on my podcast, and I will give you the last word.
Folks, have no fear. No matter what you're hearing in the news, God is our creator. He loves us, and he made a plan for each one of us, and we are not to give control to the devil. Right now, Satan is having a field day, and people are losing control over their lives. Well, here's the good news. God is in control. And when you put our Creator in control of your life, He will restore every promise in the Bible. He will restore everything back to you that this devil has stolen. So again, thank you so much, and thank you all for going to godsgranddesign.com.
And thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, that's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.